From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's one of the ways life in public schools is changing after the February 14th shooting in Parkland. Thousands of Broward County teachers and even some students are learning how to control life-threatening bleeding. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports the training could soon be mandatory for all teachers in Florida.
Videos and photos of police officers responding to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School show them saving at least two victims by applying tourniquets to gunshot wounds on their legs. Now, Julie Ashraf is learning how to do that.
When I went to school to become a teacher, I was not signing up to be a paramedic or to be a police officer.
Ashraf teaches fourth grade at a Broward elementary school. She recently trained with about 85 of her colleagues in how to be a first responder while waiting for the actual first responders to arrive.
The whole packing a wound and sticking your finger in the wound was a little, you know, much, but...
Her finger would be a last resort. The idea is to use whatever you have, a tourniquet, gauze, a t-shirt, or even your hand, to apply pressure to a wound and control the bleeding.
Any of these kind of trainings kind of just makes it very real that we could be in this situation.
The Obama administration launched a national campaign called Stop the Bleed a few years ago as a response to the Sandy Hook school shooting. It only takes 3 to 5 minutes for a gunshot victim to bleed out. But if it's not a fatal wound, like the person's arm or leg was hit, stopping the bleed can save a life.
I like to say that it's the new CPR for bleeding control.
Candice Pineda is the administrative director of trauma surgery at Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood.
So I will warn you, we're talking about blood. So
Pineda's been training teachers.
Blood is not for everybody.
This was in late October at Coral Cove Elementary in Miramar. Since Parkland, local leaders in Broward County have expedited plans to train every teacher and put a bleeding control kit with tourniquets and gauze in every public school.
There is a lot of emotion to it. It is too raw and too fresh, and so we tried to lighten up some of the trainings with some humor.
If you've only ever seen it on MacGyver or some movie, now is not the time to take a stick and a piece of gum and duct tape and make your own tourniquet.
More than 7,000 teachers in Broward have already done the one-hour training. Memorial Regional is working with local paramedics to eventually reach every school in the county. Some high school students who want to go into the medical field were among the first to learn, and Pineda hopes to teach more kids. As early as next year, though, it could be a new requirement for all teachers in Florida.
Unfortunately, our first responders are our regular citizens, the 330 million Americans.
Max Schachter lost his son Alex at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. He's on a state commission created by the Florida legislature to investigate the shooting.
We cannot have that mindset that I'm just going to wait for law enforcement to arrive.
The commission is putting together a report with recommendations for how to prevent and prepare for future school shootings, including making Stop the Bleed training and kits mandatory.
We know this is going to happen again, and we need to enlist all Americans to help us save lives.
Because of the activism of Schachter and other victims' parents and the generosity of alumni, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is now ahead of other schools. It has a Stop the Bleed kit in every classroom. For some of the teachers and students there who lived through the trauma of February 14th, even that's not comforting enough. Junior Annabelle Claprude worries about whether the kits are in the right place in each classroom.
They put in these bleed control kits on the opposite side of where we would hide if something bad were to happen.
In one of her classes, the kit is by the door.
It's useless over there. Shooting happens. No one's running to the door to get the bleed control. Like, really?
The Coral Springs Fire Department was in charge of installing the kits at Stoneman Douglas. A spokesman there explained they were placed in areas that are meant to be away from danger. In some classrooms, that could be a spot that's near the door, if it's out of the range of a gunman shooting through a window. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
WLRN's Broward County reporter Katie Switalski contributed to this story. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.